And it doesn't matter how proficient a sinner you were. God, the Father, and Jesus, the Lord, heals all your diseases, and He forgives all, say
all?
That, all your iniquities.
How do you position yourself to be overtaken by the blessing? Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons today as they explain how your past cannot hold you back from living in God's good plan. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Hallelujah. Pastor George is back with us expounding on what belongs to us. We're talking about the blessing.
Praise
God. You don't want to miss these. I get excited.
I do too.
I remember when I didn't have the blessing working.
Ooh.
Oh, you don't want to go back there.
That's not good.
I know.
That's not good. Mm-mm. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law.
Yes,
Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Boy, that says volumes.
It really does. We've been set free. We've been purchased from the curse. The Amplified Bible says the doom of condemnation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The empowerment to fail. We've been freed.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We're free from the empowerment to fail.
So that.
That's awesome. I like that.
Freed from the empowerment to fail. I like that, Gloria.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna
write that down. Freed. You've been freed from the empowerment to failure. No more failure. Only success.
Amen.
And that's what comes from the blessing of Abraham. Galatians 3:13-14. We've been redeemed from the curse so that we can have the blessing of Abraham come on us.
Hallelujah.
And overtake
us. Before we found that out, I remember what it was like to be broke.
Oh, serious.
To live in an old rent house, drive an old car, not have any new clothes. That is a curse.
That's a curse.
Be without, not be able to sew. You know, you didn't have any money. You just hoped you could pay your bills. Being in debt, that's part of the curse. I've been redeemed from the curse.
Now we are experiencing days of heaven on earth.
The earth.
Now we're experiencing the kingdom of God on earth.
That's right.
Now
healed,
we are experiencing.
Well, prosperous.
That's right. Healed, well, prosperous, free from fear, debt, free from sickness, disease, free from lack of any kind. We are walking in the blessing of Abraham.
Amen.
And the purpose of this study is, Gloria, that we are taking Deuteronomy 28, which is the blessing of Abraham, and each day we're going through one or two scriptures. We're working our way through this on these 2 weeks. All of the outlines are available to you on kcm.org. Just go to the homepage. You'll see the picture of Gloria and me. Click onto it, and it'll take you to the notes that we're working from right here. And you can enrich your life. You can grow. Your mind can be renewed to the Word of God about Deuteronomy 28. The blessing of Abraham is upon us.
Hallelujah.
So let's take a look. We'll get right into this, Gloria.
Okay, yesterday, I've got the Amplified here if you need.
Oh, that's good. Helpful. Very helpful. Deuteronomy 28, we talked yesterday about verse 1, and it shall come to pass if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of
now,
the Lord thy
diligently,
God.
Diligently. Let's think about
diligently.
Diligently.
Yes.
It doesn't come haphazardly.
No.
It doesn't come just if you agree to it. No, you meditate on it. You take it. You apply it to your life, and then it comes.
That's a good word, Gloria. That's a good
Amen.
Word.
Diligently.
Diligently. If we were to do a massive study on this, even beyond these 2 weeks, we would include a day talking about diligently.
That's true. That's true.
So we have to hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Now we talked about that yesterday. Today. And all these blessings shall come on you.
Hallelujah.
And overtake you. If you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
In other words, if you'll obey what he says.
If you'll obey what he
come
says.
And they'll manifest. Hallelujah.
All these blessings.
But you know what? To obey what he says, you have to know what he says. So that goes back to meditating on the word day and night, as the scripture tells us to do.
To obey what He says, you have to know.
That's right.
To know what
and
He says.
And receive it. To know and receive
says,
it.
And
Glory
receive
to
it.
God.
Okay, got it.
That's
got
why
it.
We're called word people.
That's why we're called word people. We're taking everything that He has for
it.
Us.
That's right.
It says here in verse 2, all these blessings.
All these blessings.
All these blessings. He's not only about to talk about what is ahead in through verse 14, but He's talking about every possible blessing that God has belongs to us. In my study of this, if you look at your notes there, Gloria, on number 1, I was reading again from the commentary, the Humash, the sages and the writings of the rabbis. Before the Torah recounts the dire consequences of sin, which we find in verses 15 through the end of the chapter, it gives the blessings that will accrue to the nation for fulfilling the commandments. These blessings are wide-ranging and involve every area of material life, thus reassuring the people that their spiritual accomplishments will bring them untold benefits in every area of life.
Every area. I know that's right.
All these
We've
blessings.
We've experienced that.
All these blessings. And I think they said it very well there. And there are a couple of scriptures that I wrote down that back this up. Psalm 103, 1 through 5, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not
all
of His benefits.
Glory to God.
In that glory, the Amplified Bible says, forget not one of
That's
all.
That's good. That's good.
Forget not
Don't
one.
Don't leave any benefit on the table. Take it.
That's good. Don't leave it. Don't leave anything on the table.
That's right.
Take it all.
Amen.
He forgives our iniquities. He heals all
of
our
them.
Diseases. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles.
Now go back to that first one, who forgives
all
your iniquities.
Yes.
Well, there are a lot of people have led a very bad life. Just very bad. I mean, you know, we don't want to go into what all they might have done. And it doesn't matter how proficient a sinner you were. God, the Father, and Jesus, the Lord, heals all your diseases and He forgives all, say
all
that, all your iniquities.
Iniquities.
Glory to God.
Wow.
Glory
That's the
to
love
God.
Of God, isn't it?
It is. You know, I've spent time with the girls on death row in
That's
Texas.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Sweet girls. Sweet girls. Mm-hmm. I mean, I felt right at home with them. I don't know, at that time there were 7 or 8. That's been a few years ago, so I don't know how many there are now.
Right.
But now, and these girls had been born again. I mean, they got the word since they've been in prison, and I think every one of them were born again. One was, several were serial killers. Were serial killers.
Were.
Now they're born again, and they're in love with God. One of them was executed that was in that, but she went to heaven when she died because she knew God. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
Hallelujah. And you know, you'd think, well, it'd be a little nervous around. Because we were just in a little room with, I think there were about 8 girls there when I was there.
I remember when you did that, yes.
I mean, it
several
was...
Several times.
You hadn't... They every one of them in that room had been born again, and most of them filled with the Spirit. So were
he
they still serial
all
killers? No.
Their iniquities.
They were forgiven.
They were forgiven.
Born again.
Oh,
hallelujah.
That's how big and that's how good
that's
God
big.
Is.
That's big.
How big and that's how good the blessing is. All these blessings.
He heals all your diseases.
All.
He forgives all your sins.
Wow.
Awesome.
This one, Gloria, number 3, 2 Peter 1, 3 in the Amplified. For His divine power has bestowed upon us. Bestowed really gives the connotation of royalty. It has been bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness through the full and personal knowledge mm-hmm. of Him who's called us to buy into His own glory and excellence.
If you don't know it, you don't walk in it. That's the
okay.
idea.
If you don't know it, you don't walk in it. Okay.
You have to have the knowledge of it. You have to receive. You have to see it in the Word. You have to receive it, take it, speak it. Glory to God.
You don't know it.
And you get it.
You don't walk in it. And that's why we're doing what we're doing right here.
That's right.
So that you can know about it. So that you can know what belongs to you in the blessing of Abraham. In Psalm 84, 11, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly.
No good thing.
He will not uphold anything. He will not withhold, rather, anything from those who will walk with Him.
That's right. And we found that to be true. Glory to God.
All these blessings include everything that it will take to empower us to succeed and to
and prosper,
in everything that we do.
Praise so that's the blessing.
Excuse me. And so, it says in verse 2, all these blessings. So what will all these blessings do, Sister Gloria? They will come on us.
Yeah.
And they will overtake us.
Amen.
Wow.
And then it talks about showers of blessings.
Well, yes, and that's what we're looking.
That's lots of blessings.
It says in the Message translation, all these blessings will come down on you. I like that. The blessings are coming down on us. And you just mentioned that.
Yes, that's right.
If we can look quickly at Ezekiel.
Abundance. Glory to God.
In Ezekiel 34, you just said that about showers of blessings. In Ezekiel 34, and it says in verse 26, I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. I will cause the shower to come down in his season, and there will be showers of blessing. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. So it says here that there will be showers of blessings. And when I looked at that word shower, Gloria, in the Hebrew, it means to pour down and rain violently.
Violent blessings. So powerful.
I mean, we all know what a downpour is like.
Yeah.
We've all experienced a downpour. I remember last year, we took the kids, the grandkids, to Disney World in Florida. And one day, we had a downpour. All of us, we were all drenched, soaked there at that time. And that's exactly what the blessing is like.
So we would be drenched in blessings, soaked in dressing.
That's it.
Blessing. We're soaked in blessing.
Soaked.
Hallelujah.
And drenched.
Woo, glory to
good
God.
Good word. Soaked.
That's good.
And drenched in the blessing, giving us the connotation that, and I looked up the word shower in the dictionary. It said a falling of things from the air in thick succession in great and large quantities.
Oh, man.
That's the blessing.
That's awesome.
The blessing of the Lord will come on you.
Without even a breather, it'll come on you. You don't have time to even do anything, but take it.
Without even a breather.
Hallelujah.
And then it says in Malachi 3:10, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing.
There you have it.
That there shall not be room to receive it. Room enough to receive it.
So much blessing. It just covers you up.
It just
There's
covers
no
you
more
up.
Place to put blessing.
One translation.
But it keeps coming.
One translation. It does. It just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming.
That's good.
It is a non-stop, continual
outpouring stream
and outpouring of the blessing of God in our
lives.
Hallelujah. One translation about the windows of heaven, it calls it the torrents of heaven.
Glory to God.
The floodgates of heaven. And this one translation says, I will open the windows of heaven and flood you with blessing after blessing.
What is that, CEV? What is that?
That is the...
Something Christian English.
Certainly I will investigate what that is.
CEV. I like that a lot. with blessing after blessing.
With blessing after blessing. And then it says, the blessing shall come on you and they will overtake you.
Now, if you've been overtaken with blessing, there's nothing left.
It's extreme.
I mean, there's no bad stuff left.
It's,
glory to God.
It's just extreme.
Take over your life.
Yeah.
Overwhelm
yep.
you. Engulf you.
Yep.
Pile up on
pile
you.
Pile up on you.
Cover you over and load you up with excessive amount. That's what it, you looked that up.
I looked, that's the Hebrew right there.
An avalanche. Oh, an avalanche.
An avalanche.
Of blessing.
A blessing.
Heap.
Heap, heap.
Heap, heap. Heap. Swamp. Swamp us with blessing.
Swamped.
Overflow us with blessing. Flood us with blessing. That's what the Hebrew word means. I take it.
I take it.
Glory to God.
I take
God.
It. And you, what you just said there, you take it. We have to believe it,
yeah.
speak it, receive it. I take it. I take this
I'm
promise.
I'm glad to get that, George.
The
Thank
blessing
you for looking that up.
Shall come on us and overtake us. And the scripture that came to me was the one where Peter had let Jesus use his boat to preach from. And then Jesus said to Peter, throw over the nets. Mm-hmm. Throw over the nets.
Who
throw
is
Throw out
it?
The nets.
Somebody says, Netza.
Netza. Netza. That's
Who
Keith Moore.
That?
That's Keith Moore. Netza. But what did Peter do? He threw out the net.
Yeah.
He was limited in his concept of the blessing. Okay, here we go.
Go, go.
The blessing of the Lord was in his boat. The blessing
yes,
of the Lord
was
standing in his ship. And the blessing of the Lord was about to come on him and overtake him. Gloria, they're in the fishing business.
That's his business.
That's his business. Mm-hmm. He's a professional fisherman. And Jesus is about to bless that business. I'm getting it from the Lord right now that
Praise
if you'll
God.
Take hold of this, if you'll receive this, if you'll stand on this, the Lord of the harvest and the blessing will stand up yeah. in your business. And if you listen to him and observe him and obey what he's saying to you, the blessing will come on your business and overtake your business.
Glory to God.
And what happened with Peter
Believe
was that,
that
he...
for your church,
for the
for
church,
your ministry,
yes,
for
I take
yourself,
that for our church,
for
this ministry. The let Jesus, the blessing, stand up in the midst of whatever it is you have
Expect.
And obey him. Had Peter obeyed him, see, Peter didn't realize that the reason that Jesus wanted him to put the nets out there was because Jesus had dominion over the fish of the sea. That was part
yeah,
of the blessing.
Right.
And he was operating under the blessing that God spoke mm-hmm. over man.
Praise
that he
God.
Was have to have dominion over the fish of the sea. And so Jesus stood there and released the blessing, and every fish in the Sea of Galilee made its way to that boat.
Just as fast as they could.
That's as fast as they
now,
could
did
get
you,
there.
Did this, the, you know, in your notes here, it says the sail of those fish launched Peter into his full-time ministry. Now, I hadn't thought of that.
Now, I was thinking about that the other day as I was putting this together and just really meditating.
I mean, he didn't eat all those fish.
No. No, but Peter, he was in business with his father and mother, and others were involved in business. And Jesus saw that he was going to get Peter out there on the road with him,
yeah.
but he wasn't going to leave that family destitute.
That's right. That's
and I wouldn't be
point.
Surprised if they had been struggling anyway. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if the fish market was down that year, for some reason or other, they weren't biting until the blessing showed up.
And now they're swamped with fish.
And what Jesus did, Gloria, was he demonstrated Deuteronomy 28:2. They were so swamped with fish that, as Oral Roberts said, it was a net-breaking,
boat-sinking
load. And they were sinking. The boats were sinking. And Peter was up to his neck in fish. The blessing overtook him.
It overtook him. Glory to God.
It took
That's
over.
Good.
it was something.
All these blessings shall come on you and overtake you.
Gloria, they had never seen anything like that before. That had never been seen on the Sea of Galilee ever before, because they had never operated in the fullness of the blessing of God.
Oh,
it's overtaking your life. It's overtaking your business. It's overtaking your church. It's overtaking your body with the healing power of God. It is overtaking you. It's taking over your life. It's overwhelming you, engulfing you, piling up on you, covering you over, and loading you up with an excessive avalanche.
But you have to flow with it.
You got to flow with
it. You got to say with it. You can't say words of lack and other things, unbelief, if you want it to manifest.
And listen to what verse. Listen to what verse 2.
Say what the Bible says.
All these blessings shall come on you and overtake you
if
you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God.
Amen. Praise God.
That's the second time in 2 verses that's been said. Very, very important. And in those last points that I have there, Gloria, in Deuteronomy 28:2, in the English Standard Version, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God, these blessings will come on you and they will overtake you. Like Brother Copeland has been teaching us, I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do, because when I do that, I will be overtaken by the blessing. The blessing of the Lord is conditional to our obedience to His voice and obedience to the Word.
And we know, we won't go in it today, but we know the Bible teaches us we have what we say.
That's
right. So we have to say right.
That's exactly right.
Speak blessing and not curse.
We have to obey the Lord in our words that we speak, the things that we do. Obedience to His voice opens the door to the blessing to overtake us. And the blessing, listen to this, the blessing always supplies the best. Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, this is from the NIV, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the best.
The best. Hallelujah.
From the land.
Glory
and I like
God.
This last one here, Gloria, in the Message translation, if you'll willingly obey, you'll feast like kings. The blessing of the Lord is coming on you and it's overtaking.
What a word. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory
Praise God.
God,
Gloria.
George, and I'll be right back.
And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Some people have very low expectations of what God will provide for them. They trust Him to feed and clothe them, but just not very well. Somehow they've gotten the idea that He'll do little more than put rags on their backs and beans on their tables. But that's not what Jesus tells us in Matthew 6. God wants to do more than just meet our basic needs. He wants to bless us abundantly. 1 Timothy 6:17 says, "For He gives us richly all things to enjoy." God is a loving Father. He gets great pleasure out of blessing His children. He's extravagant where we're concerned. But don't let that concern you. He can afford it.
Well, it just seems like I can't catch a break, you know? Everything I touch has been falling apart. It seems like you never have a bad day. How do you do it?
It's not that I don't have any bad days or any challenges. It's the blessing in my life. Deuteronomy 28 tells us everything that we're guaranteed.
Explain.
Well, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's break it down in the Blessing of Abraham package. It's a series that you can get on CD or DVD with study notes, along with Kenneth Copeland's book, The Blessing. It shows you exactly how God's promise works for you.
Sounds like more than just a theory.
Oh no, it's a way of life. Pastor George breaks down what it means to have your enemies run from you 7 ways. And in Brother Copeland's book, The Blessing, he shares all the things that he's learned in ministry over the past 40 years and how God wants to bless us.
So when I believe what I'm saying,
good or bad,
then I'll see those things in my life?
Exactly. You can live in the blessing no matter what comes your way.
Live in the blessing no matter what comes your way. Order the Blessing of Abraham package on CD or DVD for a special price of $39.99 and save 20%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us toll free. Know that wherever you are, whatever you do, whatever you have, wherever you go, you are blessed. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
How do we begin our lives in this place of being overtaken by the blessing of God? You have to make Jesus the Lord of your life.
That's right. You have to get into the blessing.
You have to get into the blessing that way. And then after you make Jesus the Lord of your life, we begin to learn and He begins to teach us and we begin to grow in the knowledge of the Lord. But it all begins with making Jesus the Lord of your life. If you've never made Him Lord before, I want you to repeat this after me right now. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for coming into my life.
Thank you for coming into my life.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Right now.
Right now.
I receive the blessing.
I receive the blessing.
Into my heart.
Into my heart.
Change my life.
Change my life.
And I'll follow you.
I'll follow you, Lord.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If you just made that decision, we want you to go ahead and write us, get online, and we have a book available to you. He did it all for you.
Help you get started.
Help you get started in things.
Lots of material on the internet.
Oh, this is outstanding.
Free.
It'll help you get started. My goodness.
Read your Bible. Wow. Pray. Find a good church that teaches you the Word of God and seek after God and His Word. Hallelujah. And what you see in there, do it and obey it. It'll lead you to a life being overtaken by the blessing. Hallelujah. George, Pastor George and I'll be back again tomorrow for the day four, the fullness of the blessing. This is Gloria and George reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Learn who you are in Christ and how to begin your new life in victory. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org. Jesus did it all for you. Receive His love and experience the good life God has for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org. Continue to grow in God's Word with this week's Believer's Voice of Victory, available at kcm.org for purchase, streaming, or download. Let God's grace abound toward you and live in the blessing.
Now, God loves everybody the same. He don't love me any more or you any more or me any less or you any less. And there ain't nothing you can do to make Him stop loving you. You can't. He'd have to not be loved to quit loving you.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, the 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.
You need to make sure of the name in which you are approaching God. If you approach God in the name of anybody but Jesus, you don't have the covenant of blood to stand on to get through to God.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Like when we get up in the morning,
yes.
When we go out to work, we're blessed.
Yes.
When we come home, we're blessed.
Yes.
When we go to bed, we're blessed.
Yes.
When we get up in the morning, we're blessed. Glory to God.